Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among those feeling financial anxiety, according to the WBUR poll, are young adults, members of the so-called Generation X. Many are struggling with debt, putting off having children, and putting off buying homes. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis spoke with some of the Gen Xers polled and has this report on their concerns.
The Great Recession officially ended in June 2009. We polled 500 people, and most of them, 63%, say they're very concerned or somewhat concerned about being able to maintain their current standard of living.
We're making less than we did 4 years ago when we're working harder.
Claudette Cardi is a 44-year-old math teacher in Plymouth.
We put food on the table, but we don't eat out anymore. We cut back on, we went to pay-as-you-go cell phones instead of having a cell phone service. We cut back on the cable.
She and her husband had to stop contributing to their three daughters' college funds. They've thought about moving to another state but feel trapped by their house, which has lost value and might not sell. Many people we polled, especially Generation Xers, say they've put off a major purchase because of the economy. 72% of those aged 30 to 44 have deferred buying a house or car. 32-year-old Amanda McGrath was laid off a few years ago and had to move in with her parents in Millis. The only jobs she could find pay her 20% less than she made before, so she can't move back out on her own.
I feel like I'm in worse shape now than I have been before. Generally worried about the economy, where things are going to go, how am I going to pay my bills?
Even though McGrath lives at home, she's racking up debt and doesn't see a way out of her economic troubles. At 32, McGrath thought she'd be closer to fulfilling her dreams.
Definitely owning a home, it's going to be a lot harder. I'd like to have children within the next several years, but just being able to afford them is definitely something I'm concerned about.
Another Generation Xer, Michael Sattler of Belmont, says his family has put off buying a house.
We're renting instead of buying, to have the flexibility to be able to change our living situation if that's what's necessary.
Generally, 42-year-old Sattler says they are keeping watch on all large purchases, and he's raising his kids differently because of the recession. For example, he doesn't take for granted that his kids will automatically be better off than he is.
I think that was a myth. I think we were kind of living a dream, and I think that the world has caught up to us and is a very competitive and aggressive place. And I think that in order for them to survive, it's going to be based on their efforts and their initiative.
Sattler wasn't alone. Most of the people we surveyed have lost hope in the American dream, that the standard of living improves with each generation. 58% said the next generation will be worse off. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskis-Tonis.